on 101.7 The Hammer.
The Hammer Down Show on 101.7 The Hammer, 101.7thehammer.com. I'm Jared, that's Clayton, and Stuart Swaggart is in the studio as well. You just heard from Mike DeFabo breaking down what to expect from Big Ten Media Day on Monday. Hear that interview posted up at 101.7 The Hammer on Twitter, our Facebook page, and at 101.7thehammer.com. Just go up to shows, you click on The Hammer Down Show, and you can see all of our interviews right there.
Okay, I always like to pepper Stuart with questions from a player's perspective. So here we go, Stuart. Did you, as a player, either at Purdue or in the NFL, did you ever look at the preseason predictions, whether they were good or bad for your squad?
You know what? I wasn't a big media guy. You know, the first thing the coaches always tell you is, don't read the papers, don't look at the media. But they are the worst for doing that. They do it all the time and read every interview every player does and what everyone says about everybody.
You cared more about your NCAA rating, didn't you?
That's right.
The football game.
Because now it's time to where, NFL camps are starting, and I remember every year, that's about the time that the NFL football game came out, and we'd always check our ratings, see what our speed was.
See, I told you, man. It's a big deal
them. What your overall rating is. Yeah, that back in college, you wanted to make sure they had, I remember Vinny Sutherland on my visit. We were playing NC 2000. I think 2000. And he was actually a black guy. So back then, I did as much research as they do now. But that was always a big thing to make sure that.
You could actually, at that point, you could even import. I was reading articles about how teams were importing their own playbooks. So this is how, like, the kids were starting to learn the playbook a little bit better because they were so into playing the game. They'd have these interns put the whole playbook into your NCAA football, and then they play with their team and stuff. That's how they learn how to run route trees and everything.
You're right. They did. I have heard that. People do that. So, wait, hold on. What was the initial question? I forgot now.
Do you care about the preseason?
Did you look at the preseason predictions?
The preseason predictions, it's always nice to get some recognition in the off season, but they don't mean anything unless you get caught up in that stuff. But again, nobody plays a game on paper. So regardless of what the preseason rankings say or your preseason ratings are, especially in college, because there is so much parity and there's so much changing that's why I like college football, because you never know what's going to happen on Saturdays.
But along those lines, then, if your team got a bad review or a bad prediction, was that instantly bulletin board material and a big motivational piece?
Yeah, I think it was. I think it was, because it's a sign of disrespect, and you took it to heart because you put so much time and effort into it. You take it personal. So when someone says you're not going to do very well, and there's a team that they say is going to beat you 3 months before you play them, when that game comes around, it's something that you look forward to.
See, I just figured his answer was going to be, dude, nobody ever thought I was going to be terrible. I always got I always got good press and stuff. Come on now.
No,
I wouldn't know what that's like.
No. Unfortunately, we've all had bad press.
All right. Fair enough. You want to talk about last night?
Go ahead and
So we've been doing this kind of, we'll call it like a media camp tour. We've been trying to hit all the local football teams here. Mainly because Stuart's going to be on the high school broadcast this year. We want to get Stuart in, meet the coaches and stuff like that. We did Central Catholic. You did Harrison last week.
Yep.
We did Central Catholic on Tuesday with Coach Ney. And then we went last night to Broncos camp, Jeff camp.
Tuesday was West Side.
Oh, Tuesday was West Side. Sorry.
Yep, West Side. Then Wednesday was CC, and then today.
I didn't go with you on Tuesday. That's why.
Yep.
But, so last night we hit our fourth local team in the Jeff Broncos. And got to go out and talk with Coach Shanley and everything, and had a lot of great talks with him and the staff. And he's got a lot of coaches out there, that's for sure. And you were just kind of blown away by the things you saw. And this is the first time we've seen, Harrison's a 5A, Jeff's a 6A, and the resources they have. So that's the top tier when it comes to, I think, resources in the county, wouldn't you say, Duff?
Yes, sir.
So, yeah, your impressions of that, your eyes were wide.
I was, yeah. I mean, as far as the intensity and the way the coaches were involved with the athletes, that's what I like to see. I like to see, and here's a funny statement, is seeing coaches coach. And you think, well, what do you mean coaches coach? And there were coaches that had high energy. When I was speaking to Coach Shanley, I mean, he was getting me fired up. He's a high energy guy, and his staff definitely follows suit in that. I mean, they have 8 offensive coaches. They have 8 defensive coaches. They have a strength coach that's focused on the team during school hours. They have their own, I call it a varsity sports class, where it's just a football team in there working out. They can fit 60 guys in there. They have a strength coach that is just for after-school programs. They have 9 coaches in the school, which is very important. We saw the facilities, and they are, I mean, absolutely beautiful, beautiful facilities.
The only thing they really need the upgrade in is the weight room, because that's a, Duff, you've been back there, right? Back by the exit. It's a small space, unfortunately, for them. But everything else is just, yeah, the new locker rooms and everything were just top-notch.
And the thing I liked is I saw high energy. I saw guys, you know, out there having a good time. And the thing I liked is the coaches, they had pursuit drills. Guys were running around. Guys were flying around. And at the end of the sprint, so they had an hour practice, then they had sprints. I think they were running 80-yard sprints or whatever. I think they had 4 of them. And there were a couple guys that at the end of practice, you know, everybody comes up. And a couple guys were walking, and a former player, Craig, who played offensive line for Purdue from, I think, Warren Central is where he went. He had a couple words, choice words for the guys who were walking, and I think that's what you need. I mean, you need to set a precedence and say, this is how the program is going to be run. We don't walk on the field. We have high expectations for you. And one thing I asked Coach, what's the difference from when you got here? How have you had success? And he said the biggest thing is getting guys in that weight room. And I think it was, 96% of the juniors made every workout? I mean,
yeah, that was a really good number.
Yeah, that's phenomenal. And when I'm looking at these kids, I mean, their defensive line, they got a 6'4", 238, 6'4", 200, 6'4", 248. They have some big, big kids. And the kid that I probably liked the most that I saw, and here's kind of a background. When I used to do the games up in Michigan, we just concentrated on the Saginaw Valley League. And every year after about week one or two, I could always pick who the Saginaw Valley League MVP of the year was going to be. And I call it my Spidey senses or whatever.
The Stewie sense.
Stewie sense. There you go.
There you go.
And they have a kid, Maximus, over there. Maximus Grimes, who's a sophomore quarterback. And I noticed him right before I even asked the coach who it was. He's 6'2", 200 pounds. And I think he is going to be a phenomenal player. I mean, to be able to start on the varsity basketball team as a point guard, as a freshman, is phenomenal in itself. So I've actually been on the phone all day today calling every coach that I know saying, you need to get this guy on your radar. Being one, I spent an hour on the phone today with Brock Spack.
Yeah, that was an interesting phone call to walk by and listen to, by the way. I can't repeat most of it, but
me and Brock get excited, man. We're talking back and forth, and you know, I had to ask him because my nephew went out there for Brock Spack's camp and actually got defensive MVP of the camp, and that went –
Can you? I don't know how much that you can talk about.
Okay, you know, you're right. I can't talk about that too much. But so we talked about that a little bit. But there are some kids in the area, and definitely in this area, that I've just been impressed with the facilities, with the coaching staffs, and one thing I talked about, Jared, was how the coaches have been really welcoming to having us coming into their programs.
Everybody has, yeah, absolutely, and it's been a lot of fun. Got to get a hold of my buddy Ken Frauheiger. I got somebody on the staff. They got the new carpet down over there now. We got to get you over at McCutcheon here. That's
the
only one left.
I'm tell you what, that game against Westside and Lafayette Jeff is going to be something special.
Yeah, and it's going to be
nuts.
Now, Duff remembers when we finally got CC and Westside together for the first time, coming off, was it a year or 2 years after the state championship? They both won state championships.
In that range.
But they were both ranked number one in their classes at the time, though.
Central Catholic had been in a different conference and had gotten away from the Hoosier Conference.
Okay.
They were in the Hoosier Heartland, I believe, something along those lines. And then they had come back and were back in the Hoosier Conference. And
I think it was like 2 years apart, yeah.
And it was just a huge clash at CC to see both those teams finally square off, because it had been for so many years since they'd been able to do that.
This is going
to
be on that level, if not bigger, I think.
And that's at Westside, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be... Because I went to side, and they have some good-looking kids, too. And, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see what's going on. But, my hat's off to Coach Shanley and his staff, because I was very, very impressed.
All right. So, well, don't forget, Stuart is going to be on the radio coverage for high school football this year with myself on our sister station, 98.7 WASK. So make sure you make plans to tune in. Stu, hey, thank you for popping by.
Thanks,
and we'll check you next week. Sound good?
Sounds good to me.
All right, hang tight. Coming back with Mike Carman from the Lafayette Journal and Courier next. This is the Hammer Down Show on 101.7 The Hammer.
What's the worst thing about running your own business? How about workers' compensation insurance? Well, at West Bend, our team of specialists will see to your needs and even recommend a quality loss prevention program that can help reduce accidents and injuries while increasing production and profit. Because business owners have enough to worry about without having to worry about workers' comp. West Bend, the worst brings out